By the time the Beatles had come to record Revolver, both the band and the producer were exploring new sounds and new ideas. They'd started experimenting with instruments and textures on their previous album, Rubber Soul, and both of these LPs made use of four-track technology, something that George Martin could have used before these records, though no one bothered to tell him a machine was available. Four-track allowed the Beatles to expand the instrumentation they used. George was a key factor to this musical growth. He gave the band the arrangements and discovered techniques to help the group achieve whatever effect they wanted, either technically, through studio tricks, or through George's classical background and his understanding of orchestral instrumentation. His first major arrangement came before Rubber Soul, on the album Help, with a song Paul McCartney wasn't sure he'd actually written at all. He woke up one day with the tune going around in his head.
It'll be an F for you. Yesterday. I'm in G, but it'll be an F. It goes E minor to A seventh to D minor. Ready? Okay, man. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
This was a song which didn't fit into the Beatle mold. I thought it was great, and I wanted to do something with it. So I got Paul to come in one day, by himself. He said, what do you want to do with it? I said, well, you go down to the studio and just sing it to me like you've sung it to me before, sitting on a stool into a microphone. And we mic'd up the guitar, we mic'd up his voice. Of course, there's tremendous spill between the two. And we just put it down, and after a couple of takes, I thought we had it. Except I thought there was one section which could be improved a little bit, so I tried overdubbing him. You can hear that, a kind of ghostly echo on one of the tracks. But that was it was dead simple.
Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
That's an early example of what George Martin brought to the orchestral sound palette of the Beatles. There was Yesterday on the album Help, the Baroque-style piano on In My Life on Rubber Soul. That effect was achieved by George recording himself at half speed to give the effect of a harpsichord when it was played back at the original speed. And of course there was the much-admired string arrangement of Eleanor Rigby on Revolver. Now, in each case, strong melodic pop songs were perfectly embellished by classical sounds. But George's skill in interpreting the thoughts of the band, and in particular Paul and John, went way beyond conventional instruments, such as a song recorded in the spring of 1966 and regarded as one of the group's strongest B-sides, Rain.
The first time I ever gave John backward sounds, he was amazed. It was on Rain. They'd gone out to have a meal and left us in the studio, and I thought, well, that bit on the end, which needs a bit of interesting sound, if it's not a guitar, we've got to do something. And then I thought, you know, perhaps we could take some of John's words and turn them round back to front and lace them in. So I took a phrase and turned it round back to front and slid it around a bit until I could find a good place for it to happen. When they came back, I said to John, I want you to hear something because I think it works quite well for the ending of Rain. Let me know what you think. And he listened to it. He said, bloody hell. He said, that's fantastic. What is it? I said, it's you. He said, come on, don't be silly. He said, no, really, what is it? Is it a synthesizer? I said, no, it's you. It's your voice backwards. Oh, and he was so flabbergasted, amazed, and wondered at it, and said, great, can we do guitars like that? I said, yeah, sure you can. Drums? Yeah, let's do it all. And so I then had to put up with backup guitars for the rest of my life.